Yeah, it's the culture department, DJ Dips, Car Controller. How far now?
It's been a while, man.
I don't even know how to start, Seth. It's been...
so much has happened.
I had to find Ginger. But yeah, man, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
So, we'll just jump right into it. What are we starting from?
Rema.
Rema's album, my Rema's album. So, what do you think about the album, though? Generally,
okay. So, I will say this here. I listened to the album 3 times, yeah. First time I was like, this is rubbish. Second time, I was like, okay, this is Macham. It has energy.
Yeah, that Macham is a vibe.
I'm like, I love this, man. Jiggers. And Ozema and some other tracks.
I
was like, okay, this is dope.
I even saw you were playing. I know the ones you are feeling, Shaq, because I heard you play it that time.
Like, yeah. When we went for that event, I was like, yo, I've made it part of my set.
That's when
you know you have a hit.
Yeah.
When I'm like, okay, this is part of my set.
I think he made the album for his core fans. Even apart from the fact that he's experimenting, I think he made it for like his core fans. Do you get?
Yeah.
But he still gave you, like, I like the Yayo. Is it Yayo?
Yeah.
I think that one he made that one for everybody. I think he made that record for everybody. Yayo, like, whether you're a casual fan or you're a real fan, that one is a jam. Then there's another one.
Yeah.
I like
bad.
That he is very melodic. Do you get? And I feel like it's only Rema that can make that kind of song. Like, you know, that he is. He's the only one that can make.
You know, funny enough, like, this album is way better than the last one.
My last one. The last one was.
Like, the last. Like,
okay, not album. The EP not that the, had.
Like, the one that had Calm Down.
No, okay.
That album was. I didn't like that album at all. I can remember going for the album this now. Like, what's this?
Are you serious?
I what is this?
I didn't really dive too much into that album.
No, I did. Because I was there and listening. I was like, what's going on here? Like, am I the only one listening to this?
It's the EP that I did more of like the listening to. The one that had D&D.
That EP was the hard EP.
I think
Rema should be doing EPs. Like, imagine if this EP just had like this 4 songs.
Like those 4. Okay. You don't be too much to dissect and criticize.
Yes. I think artists should go into EP. Be doing maybe 3 EPs a quarter. Sorry, 3 EPs a year.
So of like 4 songs. So you put out like 12 songs eventually.
Very, do you understand? I think that makes a lot of sense.
I think, I don't think it's a bad album, Sha. I think it's cool. I don't think it's a bad album, but majorly I think it's for his core fans, you guys. Because trust me, the places you go into and you can't say anything bad about the album.
Of course.
Those guys love it.
I know. No, his people, they love it.
So, and as long as they love it, then
I feel this album is like part of the blues to like end Amapiano run. I feel, yes.
Okay, sure, when you think about it, there wasn't really Amapiano on that album.
Yes, I feel this album is.
You might be onto something there. Yeah.
You see,
because like, it was only that Yayo song that had a little bit of
and it was not really, really piano. Really it was like just Afrobeat-ish
infused.
Yeah, it was really the album is really, really Afrobeat. Like if you look at it, like his stuff sounds like street, like DJ YK stuff. If you really dissect the beats, it's like fresh streets. You know,
fresh streets.
Let me know. It's like washed, fresh. Like fresh streets. They washed it up, clean it up, and to just put it in there. If you really dissect the beat, just listen to it and put, because I did that, like I was playing around and I put like DJ YK beat and I put that Macham and they were like the same.
It was going.
That's another mix that's Afro.
I think I heard you playing around with it that day when you were making up your sets. Man, see. So generally, you say it's not a bad album.
Yeah, no, he did his thing. I like it. I like the fact that there's no Amapiano.
And it's different because no, obviously nobody's going to drop a project like that. It's only Rema that can drop that kind of project.
It kind of feels like Niger, Kanye West, like Vulture album. Like, what do you think?
Travis Scott.
Do you understand? Like, it gives that.
And I think those are his influences. Really, I think those are some of Rema's guys, like influences. So, he's dope. But that's like the fact that he has carved a lane for himself and he's enjoying himself there. And he's not like he doesn't sound like anybody. Nobody sounds like him. He's just Rema is Rema.
I was gonna say something. Who do you feel like? You know, like how Fills is singing now and Young John is singing now. Like, who you messing with? Like, what do you think about? Because someone asked me this the other day, and I was like, whoa, that's such a good question.
Like who do you feel is a better
artist? I know that's the exact way. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
I mean, the only thing I'm thinking of is, it seems like Fuse is still producing more than Young John is. I'm not sure Young John is producing all those jams.
True.
I think he's like more like focused on like the artistic part of it. But I think Fuse is still producing and still singing at the same time. I think that's the only difference. But in terms of like who is the better artist, I don't know. I won't say anybody is the better artist, but it looks like
Gang.
I don't know. I don't say anybody is the better at Tisha. Both of them are dope.
My take on it is that I feel.
But I think Young John is more out there.
Young John, I think he's more out there. And Young John is very good with melodies. Like his melodies are like.
Fuse is good with melodies too.
Fuse is good with beats. Like if you hear all the songs Fuse has done as an artist, man, his beat selection and his beat. Mad, like crazy. But you see the melody from Young John is
it's crazy.
Like and you don't even notice the beats in Young John songs. But in Fuse song you can tell, okay, this is a producer doing a song.
What do you think about the one he did with Niniola? Formula is
mad, man.
Dope song, Gabby. You guys download Formula, stream, Formula. Do all that stuff.
In fact, just the beginning, the first like the way eight it starts, bars, like it's
and that heavy bass, like
and you see that's not Amapiano. So I'm saying that Amapiano is becoming is going small.
Yeah, when you think about it, right?
I'm putting my eye out. It's going small. I love Amapiano, but I'm just noticing like people have started
they're creating their own sound out of it. Because you wouldn't. Yeah, because I don't know what to call it.
Amapiano. I can't really call it Afrobeat. It's like a feel good. It's like a sweet
feel good jam. Yeah, feel good jam. Mm-hmm. It's called Formula. In case you guys haven't heard it,
run it up.
That's even their second jam together, because I think they also did one before they dropped that one on Fuse's own EP or
that
album.
That EP was good.
I haven't really.
There's a song I heard on the radio. Yeah, I still listen to the radio. The song I heard on the radio from.
Yeah, I said I still listen to the radio.
No, you have to because
we have to. Now,
let me tell you something here. Apple and Spotify, they're just like messing. I don't know. They're messing with my head because they just circle some songs round, and I'm like, I need to listen to something else.
Yeah,
I tune into like.
I wonder what metrics they even use in putting those songs in rotation. I don't know if
because
it seems like it's all Instagram, TikTok.
And I need to hear things outside of it.
Like it's outside of that.
Outside of the people farming, I need to hear something else because when I go on that. What top 100? I'm just like, nah, man. There's no way you're here. Like, who brought this guy in here? I'm just like,
Farming 100.
So I don't even farm.
Farming 100.
Do you know there was a time when I was like I used to live on that 100. Like every song like, there, I'll download it and I'll be like, it must be a hit. Yeah. Until I realized that I'll play it out and nobody, everybody be like,
I was saying that thing too, bro. I was going to ask. I said. It's like I said that thing last week. I'm like, why is it that online one song will be going crazy? When you now play it in real life, it's like it's you're not even moving one head. Everybody's looking at you like,
what's this? I promise you. It's crazy, man. So that's why I don't even use that 100.
Do you understand?
To judge.
And I think it's a certain demographic that go with that, right? When you dip it, I think it's the online Gen Z kids that you play that stuff for, and they'll be like, "Oh, okay, this stuff is mad." But the real like millennials that just come out to turn up and have fun,
just
probably
normal. Like if you go to the club and play some of the songs, they're just like.
It's hard to break music.
Real life. It's easy to break it online.
It's harder to break it in real life.
You have to walk. You have to do.
Because this guy, even after like it's been like more than 1 year now, but Feel by Davido is still top 5 songs that will rock the clubs in 2024.
That's like my safe spot.
Once you play Feel like this, you're back. It's like a fresh start. Do you get when you play Feel?
That's like, you see this is what I was talking about. I said, is there any song like that this year? that like, when like you feel, know everything is going wrong, you just play,
it and everything to fix it, to fix your set again. Feel is one of those songs. Sax Dance has been one of those songs
for how many years, man?
Sax Dance has been one of those songs. Ah, 3 years. Because Sax Dance is like
those people. Those guys are supposed to be number one.
This guy and this guy, if you check. If you check the guy's numbers on Spotify, it's not even that much. So it's not even that. I'll show you when we get off.
Wow.
It's not even as crazy as you think it should be. That's Sax Dance.
What it about that song? There's one song crazy. That they blew up. The one that the lady is singing. Is it a Fraser song?
Yes. I don't know
what that song is supposed to be number one.
Went crazy.
That song is supposed to be number one. I don't even know where.
It went crazy.
I don't even know where that song is.
It went crazy. But yeah, Sax Dance is one of those songs too. Like, let's say you're
Do It. Sorry, no, not Do It. What do you call it again? Do I is one of those songs.
Do I too, yeah. Do I goes hard, yeah. Do I goes
hard. That's like my safe song. Do I
goes hard. Like, imagine you're on a whole trap run and then you now want to come out of that trap run. Like, you know, everybody's singing along, or let's say you're playing like All I Do Is Win and everybody's hands go up and they're waiting for the song to continue, then you just drop that Sax Dance. That reaction is always the same.
But do you feel that All I Do Is Win, like, do you think it's time
to let it go? But this guy, it just shows how much Nigerian people don't set trap like that. All I Do Is Win still gets that excitement every time you play it, bro. It does. Every time
it
you
does
play,
though,
it still gets
like, there's a spirit in that song. General, that is just,
it just all true. I do is win.
True.
Move, bitch.
Move, bitch.
What else? What else? Yourself. Forever Young.
That's a whole set.
What else? What else again?
Wild, Young and Free. There's one. Hands up in the air.
Yeah. Does that one still go? It still goes. What the hell are you wearing?
Jay-Z.
Jonathan, there are these songs that still, no matter
all of the
how many,
lights.
All of the lights. So yeah, there's a couple of trap songs that just don't die.
I call those songs my what do I call them?
Hey, yo.
What up, technology.
Gangster?
You see, 50 seconds Nigeria. I'll be on stage.
Those songs never die.
Those songs were my Milan Block Party song sets. I remember doing Milan Block Party, like, those songs were always. That's how I start myself.
I don't know if it's that. Maybe the Niger crowd is not just that interested in like trap, because there's so many dope trap.
There's some songs I try to play and they're like, we don't know it.
But obviously they know it outside.
But they will not just react the way you want them to react.
I mean, there are a couple of songs that are sneaking in there, like Lemonade too.
Lemonade was a hit that year. But this trap is called Finn.
Yeah, Finn gets that attention.
Even Carnival sometimes.
Depending on where you are.
Don't try it on the mainland.
You're looking at me like, bro, what are you doing, bro?
Shout out to the mainland. But the mainland has the best crowd, sure.
Yeah, the mainland has the best vibes. If you're trying to turn up, mainland has the best vibes. Go and play Oble.
If you play Mainland Wedding, Lord, it's the best.
Trust me. Play Mainland Wedding is always the best.
What else again is happening?
Music-wise or just in general?
Music-wise.
What else happened?
Has anybody been dropping?
People have been. You see, that's the funny thing. It still goes back to your point. Like, I'm thinking about it.
Nobody has dropped. You can't remember what else has really captured
your.
It's difficult.
We're saying Feel is still one of those songs that will. It's a safe spot. It will still rock the club.
Yes, no.
Anytime. I think Big Things too.
Big Things is doing his thing. Big Things is good.
Abracadabra is still there.
Those are those safe songs that you know.
If it looks like your set is going rusty, just play it.
It will buy you some.
Yeah, you get to shine. Mm-hmm. You
be like, okay.
Before you go into
the song with Davido, Chris Brown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one is doing his thing too.
That's strong. That's probably one of the strongest songs.
He's doing his thing, but I don't know if it's stronger than Feel.
It's not.
I don't know if it's stronger than Feel.
It's not stronger than Feel. But it's strong.
It's strong. Like, for what it is, it's strong. And I think it's mostly those fresh people that know it. Those fresh girls, all those fresh babes.
I think mostly them that know it.
Yes.
True.
Yes, it's a fresh song now.
But that song is. I feel this. Who am I, Shia? But I felt like.
Well, you feel like they should do a
promo.
Video.
No, they did a video. Yeah, they did. But like, video. I felt, you know, these guys, they move
very
if they
quick.
Kept, if they kept on it,
kept pushing it.
But I think they've dropped like 4 more songs after that. Like that. I don't know. But it's a very strong. That song is strong.
Yeah, it's also a safe song.
Once you're in trouble.
It's a dope song. Just yeah, it's a good one to enter too. Mm-hmm. When you feel like your set is going rusty, just enter there.
And allow it to play. I like those kind of songs that you can enter first verse, second verse, allow it to play.
And the Charlie Poppy songs too are still there.
Which Charlie Poppy song?
I'm not talking about new ones. I mean like the Puff Pass, Cast. Those ones still do their thing in the club.
Yeah, true.
There's still a couple of songs, but I'm wondering what the rest of the year will bring in terms of like music.
From like this last part of the year, I think everybody it's going to be madness. I feel.
You're still going to drop now.
I'm still going to drop when I find promo money.
Almost how to blow?
How to
in 2024?
You need right now. I remember I said 25M now.
I need like 50 something to blow.
Not even to blow, for people to know the song. I know this song.
Yes, I know this song. Yeah.
Because I know some people have dropped 100M.
Nothing.
They know blow. They know show self. One show. Nothing.
It's crazy when you think about it. Like, how does somebody like how do you blow your song? Like,
I think it's from the artist.
Outside, like first of all, the song has to be dope.
Yeah, right. But then again, it's from the like. How do you push? Like some artists just release and don't really give a damn about the song. Like, whatever. Like, what was that thing you said? He said, "D-list artist with
A-list." Oh no! So that one is even for like the guys that you know. There are some crop of artists that have not yet reached. They're like quarter to blow. They haven't blown yet. They know them in a certain demographic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they've already started overfilling themselves. So they'll drop a song with someone that they are bigger than and they won't feel the need to promote.
But that might be the song that we used to blow.
But they don't think about these things properly. That's always my problem. Oh, I mean, if the bigger guys are doing it, I understand. The fact that Davido will put me on a song, right? Even if Davido doesn't push it, my numbers will still go up. Somehow, the small push I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the video will give me at least one story. But you that you've not even crossed out of your local governments, they do. It's still in Etiosa that they know you. You're ready for me. You're the bigger artist. That thing pisses me off, man. And it just shows again that might be why you haven't passed where you are.
I think it's from the artist. I feel any problem, the artist has to push, man. You always have to push. Like, come on.
When it comes to pushing, another guy, I like his skills. Skills, they push. Ah, no.
Skills can push. Damn. If I see skills in the club, I used to hide. I'm like, hey, skills, come. I have 3 songs you've not played. I'm like,
no, skills, they push. Man. Yeah, they promote. Yeah, he promotes jams. He can push for real. Yay. He pushes. You know.
Mad. So, Ilya, let's see what the rest of the year
brings
for us. I still feel very big song is still coming. But who do you feel like? Who do you think is
August now?
I know, but like from now till
who do you think that Brenner song is mad too? The higher.
No, that song is very.
And the song might keep going higher, like. Maybe by December it will be like.
Have you played it in the club?
Not yet.
Do you know the BPM is actually really?
Yeah,
nice.
Still. Yeah, it was recently. I saw.
Yeah,
thing is
the
like
BPM is. When I saw it, I was like, ah,
are you serious? It goes with the.
I think I'll try it this weekend.
It goes
to see.
I think it might be one of those songs that might become an anthem. Like if it keeps. I mean, depending on how they push it, but then again. I mean, Burna might just come again and give us another song.
Do you understand? You I believe. What about Wiz? What do you think? Like
Wiz, I mean,
I just have this funny feeling that Wiz will just come with
you. You know Wiz, you never really know until he lets you know.
I'm just having this funny like hunch that he's coming.
And then you never even know what direction he's going to go in. Whether he's going to get an Afrobeat or he's going to be on that international piece. You don't even know. Do you understand? So it's a tough one.
It's exciting times. Do you feel the Afrobeat hype is dying off now?
Or the hype of?
Yeah, like Afrobeat hype, like.
Or well, like outside abroad, yeah. I think they're kind of over it now. To be honest, I mean, how do I put it? Like, you saw that thing that was happening recently, now, especially with like people like overcharging. For shows and stuff. I think they're kind of over it. They're moving to the DJs.
I don't even think they're moving to the. Well, the DJs. Well, I feel that like they've collected everything they need to collect.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, okay, we know how this Afrobeat works. Thank you very much. I see you guys.
And a few of them are still doing good shows. Like Ashaka is
always going to be. There's some people that will always be good forever. Do you understand that kind of thing? But
Arasta, Rema.
When you start seeing the artists are more in Nigeria, you know that okay, something is
no, but, I think this time they
no, this is summertime, everybody is like abroad, but like before summer, a lot of people were here, and you said a lot of like, I'm like, why are you guys here? Like, do you understand? Like, a lot of artists were like in Nigeria,
you'll soon come back now, December is coming, so
do you ever feel there'll be December? Imagine in December, like when all the artists are like abroad. Not here.
No, I don't think that's possible because Nigeria is too big in December.
True.
Especially Lucas.
True.
It's too big in December. Too many activities. Everybody's coming back. Unless you're saying like, I feel like that only happen if the IJDBs don't come back like they used to.
Even if they don't come back,
it's still late. There are still events. There are still local events that will go on. Like
we went on event on Thursday, the countdown, and it was packed. On a random Thursday during the summer, during the rainy season.
I think Lagos is just different. I think it's different. Ever since
schools are on holiday.
Ever since Obi broke Mondays, I think everything changed.
Is like anything is possible now.
Yeah. I think everything changed. Shout out to Obi too. That song is dope. Mm.
Obi's song is good. I can see it's creeping up. It's like
it's a dope song. It's a dope song.
Promo is good.
I'm not even sure he's even doing promo. I think it's just for the love. Oh, you think he's doing promo?
He's doing serious
promo.
Good promo. Yeah. That's how you do.
No, I was thinking people are just loving it and not playing it.
It's not like that. So
doing promo. It's a dope song, Shah. I mean, the thing is, promo is easier when you give me a dope song to play.
Do you understand? I always tell people that cannot just
that way you can play it 1 million times. So yeah, but I mean, we'll see now. Like I feel December will still be shows, activities, everything. I mean, unless the IJJB guys don't come back.
December will still be.
But like you said, even if they don't come back,
fully booked for December. Like
Israel, so I mean, I need that December.
Fully booked for. I kid you not. Like all my weekends are almost gone. Like weekends, so I know things will happen in the week, but. So that's why I know December is going to be busy. Like, it's going to be very busy.
I need those December ones too.
It's coming.
And the thing is, I know how I always worry about it. Like, oh man, December. Then as soon as when it's coming, it's just a happening.
Just
okay. So I shouldn't have worried then. But yeah, it's all good. It's really. But yeah, man, let's do another one again, man. Let them chop this one first.
Yes. Let's keep
Give them another one again, another couple of weeks.
All right,
man. It's the culture department. I will see you guys on the next one. Peace.